Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth. And let's be honest, I've got to do it because nobody else is doing it for you, right? So let's get to it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, China has apparently launched a new kind of missile that can be nuclear capable and fly all the way around the planet at low altitude at 21,000 miles an hour. All true. Number two, the border crisis has finally gotten to the point that the Biden administration is actually going to reimplement the Remain in Mexico policy created by President Donald Trump. And number three, what about President Trump? What about the ongoing efforts to review what happened during the 2020 election cycle? It seems that many Republicans are worried that the former president could derail the 2022 upswing for the red team. It's looking awfully good right now for Republicans to take over Congress completely. Abandon the GOP if they think that is what 45 wants. And what will that mean for the socialists taking applications for central planners even as we speak? It's a real balancing act, let's be honest. Keeping the Trump supporters on your side while saying, hey, you need to look forward to take back the country and not get completely lost looking back too long in the rearview mirror. It's a tough place to be. It's a tough balance. It comes at a time that the Biden administration is self-destructing and the president is in free fall in the polls. But it's a tough place to be. If you missed this, I want to play this for you. Joe Biden asked on Sunday if he had discussed the Virginia governor's race on the phone earlier in the day. He didn't know or couldn't remember, or both. Listen to this.
Did you guys talk about McCulloch's race? Terry McCulloch's race in Virginia?
No, we didn't talk about anything that I can think of. I don't think we talked about any particular race.
I don't think we did. I don't remember. I don't think we did. And the mainstream media has continued to sound the alarm on inflation. Just another one of the problems. You've got the supply chain problems, inflation problems, economic problems. And they're now going hard against the failing policies of Joe Biden, as the mainstream media. Believe it or not, the pain it's delivering to ordinary Americans is real. They know it. They can't avoid it either. Listen to this.
Retailers are warning of price hikes and shortages over the holiday season. Products are not just harder to get, but more expensive. Prices for kids' shoes up 12% in the past year. Beef up 17%. New and used cars up 24%. And gas up 42%.
But there's a growing pushback among Republicans that the former president and his focus and obsession over the last election is not constructive in looking to the next election in 2022. Many feel very confident it could be a red wave, including Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. But here's what he cautions. You can't continue to look backwards.
Relitigating 2020.
You can't continue to look backwards and focus on looking forward. There's the problem. Here he is.
Relitigating 2020 is a recipe for disaster in 2022. Let's talk about the future. The election is passed. It's been certified. The states made decisions on the integrity of each of their elections and made improvements where need be. It's about the future. It's not about the last election. And that those kind of comments are not constructive. We can win in 2022, and we're going to, but let's focus on the important issues of our supply chain, of getting over this pandemic, about freedom, and not the last election.
Now, having listened to the governor, there are things that I agree with and things that I strongly disagree with Governor Hutchinson of Arkansas. Number one, we do need to know what happened in 2020. We do. We need to look at it as many times as we want to. Even if it drives people crazy, doesn't matter. Look, look, look again and verify that what we did in 2020 will not be duplicated in 2022 or 2024. Can we overturn the election of 2020? No, I don't believe so. Now, you'll send me hate mail on that, and that's fine. But the fact of the matter is there's not a mechanism to do so. Not in the Constitution, not in the state constitutions. Having said that, if the state of Wisconsin, which, by the way, has given teeth to a former justice of the Supreme Court to look into what happened in 2020 in that state, and they find that it was not on the up and up, and they determined that it did not play out. I mean, we learned a lot in Arizona. Now you can say, well, the counts are still the same. Doesn't matter. If you're counting bad ballots, who cares? That's meaningless. What matters is the fact that ballots came in that should not have. We are seeing the same thing in Wisconsin. Massive fraud, Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it's just sloppiness. Maybe it's recklessness. Maybe it's sending out millions of ballots that are just sent back by people who are sitting at their kitchen table that otherwise would not have bothered to vote. But all of these things played a role. Every part played a role in the Democrats gaming the system, not to mention Mark Zuckerberg doing something that should be completely illegal. That's spending tens of hundreds of millions of dollars. Let's be fair. Helping out local election clerks and buying equipment, but only for Democrats, for the most part. Not in Republican districts, only in Democrat districts. Get out the vote. Here's machinery. Here's advertising. $300 million. That should be completely illegal. So the point that I'm making is we need to examine what happened in 2020 for as long as it takes. If it gets tedious and it bores people, I don't care. But at the same time, you do have to look forward to 2020. And you cannot encourage people not to vote. That is foolish. Absolutely foolish. That was what happened in Georgia. If they're going to put their thumb on the scale, the first thing you can do is overwhelm them with great turnout of Republican voters. Great turnout. Because that can make a difference. It certainly can make a difference. Do you really think they expected Donald Trump to win in 2016? Of course not. But he overwhelmed them with great numbers. And you have to do the same going forward. So Governor Hutchinson, even though I agree that we have to look forward, I wouldn't get too hasty in forgetting about what we're looking back at. But don't get obsessed looking backwards, because if you're not keeping your eye on the road going forward, you will run off the road. Here's more from Joe Biden, the president, as much as it hurts me to say that, the president, when asked about how he would get back to $3.5 trillion that he wants to spend, instead of answering the question, Joe Biden just ridicules the reporter, demeans the reporter, never answers the question. Listen.
Earlier you said that in regard to not getting the full $3.5 trillion, later you would go back for the rest.
Sure.
What exactly did you mean by that?
Figure it out. You can't figure it out. You shouldn't be a reporter.
Thank you, guys.
Figure it out. If you can't figure it out, you shouldn't be a reporter. It's a legitimate question asked by a legitimate member of the media who then gets ridiculed. It's this kind of behavior, by the way, that really is turning the press against Joe Biden. For the love of flannel, it is fall. I'd like you to know that GoMuskOx.com is a great place to find great flannel shirts. I absolutely love them. I do. Great place for great flannel shirts. GoMuskOx.com. You get 15% off by using the promo code Gruber site-wide. The promo code Gruber. Save site-wide. It's fall across America. You're going to love these flannel shirts. You're going to love this action wear. Oh, these flannel shirts are the best you're ever going to have. I'm telling you, I love them. Absolutely love them. You will as well. GoMuskOx.com. Save 15% with promo code Gruber. I'll be right back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.